Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talking Real Money, September 10th edition. I'm Tom Koch. Don McDonald came down ill yesterday and will not be joining us today. Hopefully we'll be hearing from him on the podcast next week. But for today, you got me. You know, I've been doing this a long time too, so it's not like we can't figure this out together. And you've got your questions about money, because I know you do, because I talk to so many of you, including a wonderful gentleman from Southampton, England, early this morning. Well, early for me, not so early for him. And who've been listening to us for a long time on the podcast with the things in his ears riding his bike. I don't know. It always makes me nervous. But at any rate, you can call directly right now. Ask me whatever question you'd like, money-related, financial. The telephone number to do so, 855-935-TALK. That is 855-935-8255. Callers always come first. All kinds of other topics, of course. And the big news this week that you've no doubt heard hundreds, maybe thousands of times is, of course, the loss of Queen Elizabeth, which is huge for no other reason that she's been on the throne for 70 years. She's been through, 14 presidents, 15 prime ministers. It's a long time. Wow. And so country a little unsettled. And as I mentioned, I talked to this wonderful gentleman in England this morning talking about his money. But I had to ask him, you know, how's the country doing? He says it's going pretty well. And the Queen was a great example. You know, I started thinking that through a little bit. And, you know, wherever you are on the monarchy, wherever you are on England and their history, their lengthy history, you got to look at the Queen and you really got to stop and think, wow, she really is, for the job she was asked to do from her mid-20s, pretty doggone consistent. You know, they kind of knew what they were trying to do, and she stayed on that track for a long, long time. I mean, the other thing she did well, I think, is through all of the debate, of course, in politics there, you have divorce in her family, death in her family, all of this. She kind of stayed above the fray, right? I mean, she didn't really get down into it at all, and she did a great job with that. And then the other thing is, frankly, that still amazes me in many ways, and I think it should you as well, is that I think the tradition of that moving on to the next monarch has been going on for like 1,000 years. That's a long time. You know, so when I started thinking about all that and talking to Peter about this, I started thinking, well, what about you and your money? How are you doing when you kind of look for a positive example? Are you consistent? You know, many of you are not. Many of you have what we call a hodgepodge. You've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I got some money at Fidelity. I got a little bit over there. And you don't really have a plan. There's no center to it. It's kind of a series of ideas, right? And that is not what you want to do with your money. Are you able to rise above the fray, ignore the noise? Because there's always a lot of noise. I think the noise level is higher than ever when it comes to your finances and your money. Truly, with all of the sources, all of the people, and so many of them self-interested, that there's just more and more of it. And it's at you day in and day out. I mean, just type in stocks, you get, you know, a gazillion references. And then the other one, again, is back to the staying the course. We know, every study virtually shows that the people that pick a method, a plan, move forward with that, take this as a long-term proposition, they do far better than those who cannot. So call me with your questions, 855-935-8255, 855-935-TALK. We'll be back more talking real money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com. V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 855-935-8255. That's 855-935-TALK. I will say this. We just got these Talking Real Money t-shirts. I love them. I've been wearing mine all the time. You can kind of tell because I've been eating with it. But it's white. It's got the logo right in the middle. You know, for people that call today with a decent call, I'm going to send you one of these because, you know, they're not going to do that much good sitting in the closet. So 855-935-8255. We get questions all kinds of ways. Some people go to talkingrealmoney.com, ask us questions there. I love this one. This came in from Gene in Tacoma. Gene writes, you're doing a class called Retiring in a Recession. Can you answer now? Can it be done? Wow. I mean, then what's the purpose of the class, which, by the way, is a week from today at the Residence Inn in downtown Bellevue, 9 a.m. There's a small admission fee if you want to come in person, but you can join us online. Again, that's Saturday the 17th. You can register at TalkingRealMoney.com. Click on classes. TalkingRealMoney.com. Click on classes. Okay, Gene. Yeah, you want to know the answer without even showing up for the class or without even hearing from me. The answer is, in a word, yes, you can. Despite everything you hear, but you gotta be careful about the way you do it, right? I mean, it's relatively simple. I think it through a little bit for one thing, just in a general sense. A recession is, well, I mean, two quarters of negative GDP, right? Of growth in the economy. Your retirement is gonna last longer than two quarters, likely. Might be a lot longer, might be 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. So a retirement has to be planned for a lengthy period of time, whereas a recession comes and goes. Now, the hope would be, even though technically we did have those two negative growth quarters of growth, that's going away, right? But, you know, there's all kinds of undercurrent to all this with the raising of interest rates, et cetera. So, but here's the thing. I mentioned that people that have a plan, I was talking about investing, but really have a financial plan. And if you're over the age of 50, you know, we've talked about this before. You got to have a plan for retirement. Where's the income going to come from? How much am I going to spend? What rate of return do I need on my money? You got to know all those things, really, I'd say, again, after age 50, because retirement can come along more quickly than you believe. I've had a sister and a brother that have both been retired earlier than they had thought. So this is, again, something not to be taken lightly. And the class will go into detail on other things, including Social Security. We're going to talk about Medicare. Yeah, it sounds like a snore, but it's really very, very important. So there's all kinds of other things that need to be considered in addition to just the investing side. And so that is an important thing to pay attention to. Yeah, again, the answer, Gene, to your question is yes, it can be done. You got to have a plan. You got to know what you're trying to do. And moving forward, you should be okay with everything in place properly. We'll talk more about it as the show goes on. Right now, we go to the phones, and Pat joins us on Talking Real Money. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm staying out of the smoke.
Oh, man, it is. It's like nuclear winter out there or something. It's very weird with all the debris falling and
But not as bad as it was a couple of years ago.
That is true. Yeah, that was actually, yes. We were actually on vacation then. We came home a day early because we didn't want to be outside. So, yeah, this is strange. Yeah. I'm glad it'll be a limited time, but go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so I've been thinking for the last couple months when you guys were talking, and I was trying to look up the actual term, the treasury things that are so high right now.
Oh, are you talking why am I forgetting the name of them? We haven't talked about them here in a couple weeks, and it's escaping me. The 9% interest rate. But
yes.
That is coming, going away here, I think, in October. I think it's only good through October for that particular Treasury bond that's being issued, which will come to me in a moment. But what's your question?
My question is, can I put money from my IRA or Roth IRA in that?
You cannot, actually. You have to buy those bonds directly from treasurydirect.com. You can only use $10,000 per person. And although there have been some people that have used other entities, for example, if you have, I think it's a corporation, sometimes you could use that money and buy $10,000. Of course, you could do it for you and your other people living in your house. So there are ways to kind of add to the $10,000, but you cannot use it in a retirement account. No.
I was just hoping to do my take $10,000 out of my Roth and do it that way. And
wouldn't that be nice? Yeah,
it's, not have to pay tax on that nice interest rate.
I know. Then that's the thing. It's and you know the thing about that plan that I struggle a little bit with is it's so limited. I mean, and not that $10,000 isn't a lot of money, as it is, but you can only do it for a limited time. And here's the other part: that interest is only for a short period of time. They're going to reset that. Soon, right? I believe it's Series I bonds. That's, I was trying to remember the name. Yeah. I believe that resets in October and they set the new one for a period of time and you have to hold them. I think it's at least 3 years to get all the interest. If you get your money back before then, I don't think it's a panacea to sort of finding something that makes money during a bumpy time in the market and sort of hedges inflation. I'd put it that way.
It's not going to change anybody's life.
It might not. I mean, this is another thing. And I think all people hear is that 9%, 9.62 through October. Okay, I was just looking that up. That's all they hear. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, well, yeah, for a short period of time. And I mean, it was very low till very recently when inflation was low, right? And they may, if we conquer inflation here soon, which the Federal Reserve is, there's still people still believing they'll do something by the end of the year that will really knock this down. I struggle with they can do that dramatically, but who knows? If you watch the gas pump, it's certainly been better there. So, I mean, again, those rates could come down very quickly. It's a limited amount of money, and you have to leave the money that you with the bonds you buy for at least, I think it's 3 years to get all the interest.
Right. Yeah. I like the, it seemed like a couple months ago, somebody had mentioned that you lose the last three, if you cash them in early, I think after the 3 years or after 1 year, I can't remember, you lose the last 3 months of interest.
Yeah, you lose a quarter of the interest.
But it's the last 3 months, and it's just, if it's zero, you're still, you know, you still have all that, the good stuff, but I don't know if it's worth the trouble. So
I think it is and it isn't. I mean, if, again, I think Don bought some with money he just didn't plan on using for 3 to 5 years, hoping that he was still going to make, you know, well, 9% now, whatever it is in the future. That's why he did it. But I don't think it's a way to sort of say, well, now I'm protected against inflation for one thing, because of the limited duration of that number and for the limited for the period of time you have to hold those bonds. But it's a great question. No, you cannot use your retirement accounts to buy I bonds. It's kind of a shame. 855-935-8255, 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. You could wear one of these beautiful Talking Real Money t-shirts. Give me a ring. Thanks.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Thanks for being part of the program today. 855-935-8255, 855-935-8255. Talk is our telephone number. Call us anytime. You call right now. Might get one of these very nice shirts, which works well in the heat and smoke and falling debris today. But, you know, for that next warm day, too. So, and I do want to mention, because somebody just sent me another note, because sometimes I go too fast on this stuff. Yeah, so next Saturday, 1 week from today, I will be doing a class on retiring in a recession. Now, this is a class that's going to talk about all of the things you need to know for retirement, whether it be Social Security, whether it be your pensions, whether you should look at home equity to finance your retirement, whether your investments are properly balanced for, you know, whatever market is coming along, how you're going to withdraw the money from your portfolio. And then we bring in Kevin Peterson, who is a wonderful speaker about Medicare. And Medicare is such an important part of retirement because you got to know about your health care plans. And remember, you got to go to work on that before age 65, which for many of us is either here or coming up fast. So these are all incredibly important topics. We haven't done an in-person class in a long time. Well, we did Retire Meet earlier this year, but we have not done an in-person class like this. God, maybe going back a couple of years. So we'd love to see you. It's 9 o'clock in the morning next Saturday. The residence in downtown Bellevue, that's the 17th. And again, there's a nominal charge for the in-person because I think they're coffee, water, or something else. Got to pay for the room. It's not expensive. And it's going to go about an hour and a half. It's not going to be too long because I got to get out of there and come back here to do the show. So come out and see me. I'd love to see you in person. If you can't, or if you just say, I don't want to leave my house, we do this online as well. So you can register online. About the online signups are, I think, somewhere around 300. It's absolutely astounding, the number of people that take these things in online. So speaking of astounding, now, last week at this time, there was a lot of dread and despair about stocks, right? Because it was really tough. But it changed, right? I mean, this week we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 2.7, the Standard & Poor's up 3.6, and the NASDAQ up over 4. On weirdness about interest rates. Nobody really knows why, but so we'll talk more about that in the coming hour or so. And I think I heard, do we have another caller? Did I hear that right? Okay, go ahead. It's Jody? Jimmy, welcome to Talking Real Money. How are you?
Hey, I woke up.
There you go. That's, hey, look, every day you do that, you know it's a good one, right?
Exactly. I have 150 grand that I don't know what to do with. It's in a credit union. I'm getting 0.01%.
But what's the purpose of the money?
Just to get through whatever. I mean, there's other monies, but 0.01% just... I want to be able to have access to the money if I need it. I'm not the healthiest person on the earth, but I have to do better than 0.01%, right?
Yeah, there's other things to do. So, I mean, I just looked into this because this comes up, seems regularly. For example, we go to bankrate.com, Jimmy, bankrate.com, and I clicked on savings there just out of curiosity. So right now, for example, an all-online bank called Bask Bank, B-A-S-K, is offering 2.2% with no restrictions. I think the minimum was, you know, like $1,000 or something, and you can get ready access to the money anytime. So sometimes people say, no, I want to be in a bricks and mortar place. If you're going to be that, then you're going to get what you are at your credit union. I think even Bank of America is still offering a very low interest rate. So, but one option would be sort of these high-yield online savings accounts. You start to venture far away from those. Although a CD, certainly you could get, you know, 1 year CD. I think I looked that up, was about 1.5%. So there's some things like that. But then you start to venture into other places, bond funds, other stuff that has volatility to it. So if you're just looking for something to make a little bit more on the money and still have it, you know, basically the same day to day, I would try one of those online high yield savings accounts. Learn more about them at bankrate.com. Questions, 855-935-8255. We'll continue talking real money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
And we've got hazy skies due to the wildfires and currently 74 degrees in Seattle.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hey, thanks for being part of our program every Saturday. And give me a ring, 855-935-8255. That's 855-935-TALK. If you're listening to us live, if you're listening to the podcast, which this will be turned into next week, you can anytime send us a question or call that number aforementioned. But you can go to the website, talkingrealmoney.com, and ask questions there. And because we want to answer them, we get a lot of them. I'll try to get to a few of them here in a minute. But I was just mentioning briefly that the kind of wild, wacky stock markets had a big up week last week, kind of out of nowhere, right? Because previous week was horrendous. My brother is visiting. He watches this all the time. And I was telling him, don't watch it all the time. But I was on kind of teasing him a little bit yesterday, like, hey, watching the upside of all this? Because it's been a big up week. And as I mentioned, we went into break. The Standard & Poor's 500 up 3.5%. The NASDAQ up over 4%. But you get conflicting stories about what you as investors are doing with this information. There's a piece, I think it was on CNBC a couple of days ago, talking about how people in 401ks, they're not really doing anything. They're not selling, which we have seen in the past. When stocks have gone down, people have sold. Now, that doesn't make sense, right? Why would you sell after something's gone down, but people are worried it's headed in that direction, it's never coming back, which has never been the case. But, and then on the other hand, I think I read a piece in Bloomberg this week that did say huge outflows from people who own U.S. stocks. Now, that might have been money outside of a 401k. You know, I'm kind of glad that many of you don't know how to sell stuff in your 401k, because you shouldn't be selling right now. Why in the world would you be selling? The only time to be selling would be to rebalance your account, or if you need money from it, to sell to cash. Otherwise, this is not a time to be selling anything. And in fact, in a year, I just looked at the numbers. The 100% global portfolio down 13.9%, 13.9. The portfolio of 60% in the globally diversified stock portfolio, 40% in bonds, is down 10. This is in no way cataclysmic. This is what you need to expect if you own stocks. And we'll talk more about this next hour, bonds as well, because they've had a tough year. The Standard & Poor's 500 index down 15.6. And you don't have to go that far back to see other more dramatic decreases, right? Well, for example, certainly the spring of 2020. You want to be more dramatic? You can get to late 2008 into 2009. Stocks went down far more quickly. And in both cases, they have come back. But I kind of mentioned earlier in the show that you really need a method of dealing with this. And for most people, it's here's the rate of return I'm trying to achieve. I watched a new show on Netflix this week, as I'm wont to do when I'm working out. And there's a new money show on. I think it's an hour and a half. They have all these young people that have survived financial issues, and many of them now host podcasts or they're coaches. And as part of, so they actually had other folks on the shows with them. So they're trying to help people, right? They're meeting with them and telling them, here's what you should do. Here's how to get out of debt, et cetera, et cetera. I love watching that stuff. I find it fascinating. But I worry a little bit sometimes because the counselors are very narrow in their investment advice. They don't seem to go too far into what you could lose. I think one of them even says, well, you do what Warren Buffett says, put in the S&P 500. Oh, you might lose 10%. No. If you put all your money in the S&P 500 only, you could lose 50%. And it has happened not that long ago. You need to know that. But you need to know what rate of return you're trying to achieve. So, for example, when Jimmy called a few minutes ago and said, this is money I might need soon, that should not be ventured into stocks or probably even bonds, because you're just trying to keep it, maybe make a little interest. That is a place for a high-yield savings account, or maybe a CD, which, as you may know, with rising interest rates, the payout on that, the interest has gone up. But most of you don't know that number. You don't know what I'm trying to achieve, how much I'm trying to make, because once you know that number, whatever fits in the plan, then you can build it and you can look at the other part of the plan, which says, okay, for example, I'm trying to make 7 or 8% a year. Well, to do that, historically, you had to be 70 or 80% in stocks. That means you need to be prepared for a decline in your money of between 35 and 40% in 1 year. Can you handle that? Are you willing to see your balance go down by that much? And many people say, absolutely not. Okay, well, that's a good thing to know, because now you're going to work your way to a portfolio that is less risky, because you need to know all these things. And by the way, we still have the free risk quiz, I believe, at talkingrealmoney.com, so you can take advantage of that. Take advantage of the show today by giving me a call and asking a question, 855-935-8255. We'll be right back, Talking Real Money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestry advisors help you save your future at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guide to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And I want to thank you for tuning in, joining us today. Tom Koch here, Don McDonald, under the weather, not joining us, but back next week, I am sure. And we love your questions and calls. 855-935-8255 is our number, 855-935-TALK. I've got some of these Talking Real Money shirts we'll get out to you as well. So let's go back to the phones. Keith joins us here on the program. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Tom. Hey, good to talk to you. Sorry, Don's not feeling well, but I'm calling from sunny Arizona. I've been here a couple of years, moved from the Northwest, so I'm kind of finally starting to dry out here, and found you guys last year, started listening to you, and I was really impressed, and I'm now a client. In fact, I met with Taylor yesterday to look at my portfolio, and I told him I was going to call and just say how much I appreciated what I've learned from you, and you know that you guys keep your discussions all about money and you don't get into the politics, and I just really appreciate that. You know, I when I first started listening to you, I decided to look at my retirement, which was with Fidelity, but I looked at them and Vanguard and Fisher, which was a horrible experience, and you guys were clearly the best, so just thank you. I appreciate it. And just one request. Can you bring back the Rasputin jokes?
Nobody seems to get that one. And, you know, like most of my jokes, they either sail over people's heads or they just say, come on. They, you know, roll their eyes, or bad dad jokes or miserable punster, et cetera. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. You know, actually, Keith, thank you for your call. There was one. So my daughter, who is newly in high school this year, is running for, I'll try this one on you, is running for student government. So we're working on a slogan. Her name is Aria, which is a family name. And I thought this is just easy slogan. Put a song in your heart, vote for Aria. But it didn't, it didn't work with you, and it didn't work with her, and it didn't work with her mom. So I guess I'm not going to write any more political slogans. Keith, thank you so much for your call. I'm glad you're enjoying Arizona, which I do enjoy every spring, and I'm going to keep doing that for a long time. Let's go back to the phones, 855-935-8255. And it's Mitten. Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks, Tom, for your show. I do have a question for you. Given the current market situation, what would you recommend the investment allocation for my 401k portfolio? To give you some more information, so I'm 45 years old, and my 401k account is with Vanguard. And I'm thinking about kind of diversifying it with domestic stocks at 75% allocation, bonds with 20%, and international with 5%. Now, that has been my traditional approach.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if this is good allocation for now.
Yeah, let's pull that apart a little bit. That's a great question. First of all, I got to say, at age 45, I like the fact that you're stock heavy. I don't think you should have a lot of bonds if you're going to work, what, another 15 years, 20 years? How long do you think?
Maybe 15 years.
Okay. I mean, I would probably want to be, and I don't know anything about your emotional makeup, but I'd probably want to be 80% in stocks, 20% in bonds. Then when you break down the stock portion, I would want to have more in international stocks than you do. When you look at the world markets, The U.S. makes up somewhere around 60% of the market capitalization of companies. In other words, the value of firms outside of the U.S. is about 40. So I'm just going to say, let's just spread that around to those other places because that's where the money is. We don't know if the U.S. will be the best market. We don't know if the U.K. will be. We don't know any of those things. What we do know is being globally diversified has actually meant a little less volatility and a little more return over the long haul. The recent past, which is an expression I hate, but the U.S. market has done better. That's made people think, well, I want to pile in more money to the U.S. Actually makes me think the other, because I expect that international stocks will do better from here to the finish line for you, which is 15 years or so. So I'd rather see you know, maybe 60% of the stock money in U.S., 40% in international. And then here's the other part, depending on how much work you want to do. I would like to see you owning plenty of small companies and plenty of value companies, because most portfolios we look at, especially in 401ks, don't have that allocation. Smaller firms and those considered to be value-oriented have made more money. You can't really argue with that fact going back 100 years now, almost 100 years of data. So I want you to own plenty of those. But so overall, I would say, again, I'd say maybe an 80-20. Again, you could take the risk quiz. You go to Talking Real Money and click on risk quiz. It's free. It'll give you a score. That may match up to your asset allocation. Better balance between U.S. and international. And then making sure that, you know, 20-25% of those two stock allocations are committed to smaller companies and value companies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So I was thinking more along the line of S&P 500 index, but you're saying that the more cherry picking.
The problem with just owning the S&P 500 is it's very limited. It's 500 of the largest U.S. firms. Now, they're important companies, no argument. But if you spread the money out further, you've actually reduced the volatility, which makes sense, right? Because if you own a portfolio of 10,000 stocks instead of 500, well, you've just spread the risk out to more companies, more countries, more currencies for that matter. And actually, again, the small and value firms have made more than the S&P. You would expect the S&P to make a little less because those are firms that have already grown so much to the size that they're included in that index of the 500 largest U.S. firms. So I'd rather have you spread, and Vanguard has some very fine, I think it's VBR is their exchange-traded fund that's small-cap value. They have some very fine funds that are committed to U.S. small-cap value stocks. So those are things I would consider.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's see if we can quickly get Kathleen on the show here before we got to go to the break here. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes. Just real quick, I want to let people know, at Vanguard, the cash reserves, federal money market, Admiralty shares, you're getting 2.19 as of yesterday.
Yeah, I just looked that up, actually, because somebody asked me about that, or the Schwab Value Advantage Money Fund, which is paying, I think, 2.2. So they're very similar. The Vanguard fund has an expense ratio of only 0.11. I'm not supposed to say basis points anymore because that's lingo. So Noah, that is if you're just making a comment, I think that's a good place for short term cash, no question.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. And let's see if we can, Keith, we lost you. You're back. A bad joke disconnected you. Did you have a final comment here before we go to the top of the hour?
No, I just wanted to say I didn't hang up because it was a bad joke. We just lost each other. So thanks. I'm on my way to watch a Huskies game.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you for calling us. As you can do, folks, 855-935-8255 anytime as we continue talking real money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
You need to get educated about all things money, finance, and especially retirement. If you're over the age of 50, that's why we do free classes. And we're doing one this coming Saturday in Bellevue at the Residence Inn, downtown Bellevue, 9 a.m. Saturday morning. And I will be doing it. Kevin Peterson will be there to be talking about Medicare, all things retirement, investing, coming up with the income, how to claim Social Security, all of that stuff. We pack it into about an hour and a half. Love to have you join us in person, or if that doesn't work, online as well. It's simple to register. By the way, you get Paul Merriman's new book as part of all this. It's really a terrific thing to come out and see us. So you simply go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and click on classes. Again, TalkingRealMoney.com.
You realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?